BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police say they've reunited almost 18,000 people with their families in the last 5 years. These were adults and children that were reported missing at South Africa's police stations. SAPS spokesperson Athlinda Mate says almost 3,000 of them were under the age of 18.
SAPS divers recovered an additional 3,099 bodies from water sources such as rivers and dams. These were people that had drowned. The teams also assisted in rescue efforts of 2,577 persons from water sources. The SAPS advises anyone who may suspect that a loved one has gone missing to immediately report their family or friends missing at their nearest police station. This reporting must be accompanied by the latest photograph of the missing child or adult, together with information on what they were wearing or where they were last seen.
Eskom has promised a load-shedding-free winter. Group CEO Dan Marugane says only Stage 2 will be implemented in the worst-case scenario. He was briefing the media on Eskom's winter outlook today. Marugane says a blackout-free winter will be made possible due to the return of a few units at Medupi and Kusile power stations.
We have some big units that are coming back. We've Kusile Unit 6 that is synchronized going through towards its commercial operation date. Impressive performance. It's already reached its maximum send-out capacity in the last 10 days. Medupi is in its final stages of commissioning, and all that capacity was not there when we tackled last winter, and it will be an arsenal, an additional tool in our arsenal for this winter.
Well, during the same briefing, Electricity and Energy Minister Kgosietso Ramakgoba announced the launch of a new company to improve the national grid.
Now we have put into legal force the Electricity Regulation Amendment Act, which recreates the electricity ecosystem in this country. We are introducing the National Transmission Company of South Africa. It's a major achievement. The regulator has approved the willing framework.
He says the company will manage and expand power lines and help stabilize supply. And abroad, the Pakistan military says it's conducted a second missile test with a range of 120 kilometers. It's as tensions with India have soared over disputed Kashmir. New Delhi has blamed Islamabad for backing a deadly attack on tourists on the Indian side of Kashmir last month. Pakistan has denied any involvement and called for an independent probe. In a statement, the Prime Minister, Shehbaz Sharif, said he's satisfied with the military's full preparedness for national defense. And U.S. President Donald Trump has called for his government to reopen Alcatraz. He says the former prison, which is on a remote island in California, will house America's most ruthless and violent offenders. Sky correspondent Matthew Thompson explains the building's history.
It's about a mile and a quarter off the coast of San Francisco. It's been a national park now since 1963. It's very much a crumbling ruin, not a supermax prison that's ready to open its doors tomorrow. And it was closed in 1963 precisely because it was so expensive to run.
Trump says the reopening would serve as a symbol of law, order and justice. On the weather front back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 26 degrees tomorrow, Richards Bay 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Trent Alexander-Arnold confirms that he is leaving Liverpool at the end of the season. Yannick Sinner back in action this week after serving his doping ban. And junior ball coach Kevin Foote makes a few changes for the Rugby Championship clash with Australia tomorrow.